With today's news, I'm Mike B. An explosion at an industrial park for chemical companies shook the German city of Leverkusen today, sending a large black cloud rising into the air. Several people were injured and five remain missing. Germany's Federal Office for Civil Protection and Disaster Assistance has asked residents to stay inside and keep windows and doors closed. Operators of the Schempark site north of Cologne said the cause of the explosion is unclear. Leverkusen is home to Bayer, one of Germany's biggest chemical companies. Tokyo is hosting more than the Summer Olympics right now. The Japanese capital is recording the worst coronavirus numbers it has ever seen. Tokyo today reported its highest daily number of new COVID-19 infections, more than 2,800. Experts have warned the more contagious Delta variant could cause a surge during the Olympics, which opened in Tokyo on Friday. The last victim of the Florida condominium collapse has been identified. A relative tells the Associated Press that his 54-year-old sister, Estelle Hadaya, was the final identified body of the 98 removed from the rubble. On Friday, rescuers ended a month-long recovery effort. And finally, Democrats are launching their investigation into the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. They're beginning their hearings today with a focus on the law enforcement officers who were attacked and beaten as scores of rioters broke into the building. The police officers who will testify endured some of the worst of the brutality. Many Republicans have played down or outright denied the violence that occurred and denounced the Democratic-led investigation as politically motivated. With today's news, I'm Mike B.